After everything that's happened, you'd think it'd be impossible for the upcoming Snow White film to fall any further. But somehow, Disney found a way. And with the recent release of the official trailer, the Snow White disaster's got even worse. Now, Snow White has been played up as one of Disney's biggest projects, and as such, you'd think they'd go above and beyond with the marketing. However, as we all know, it's been an absolute train wreck from the beginning, ever since the main co-stars trashed on the original characters. And all during this build-up, audiences barely got a peek at the official trailer. It was all just these teasers that never really amounted to anything. Most were expecting Disney to publish the official Snow White trailer alongside the release of Wicked, as not only would it be a smart marketing move, but it made the most sense thematically. And while that's exactly what Disney did, their strategy was unconventional. The trailer and official poster were only available in a few theaters. For just over a week, promotions didn't go any further. No one could find the official new trailer anywhere. It took someone leaking a recording of it before the rest of the internet could even get a glimpse. But still, not even the league got Disney to post the trailer on its official accounts. It was almost like the studio was desperate to keep their trailer out of the public eye, like they were trying to avoid ridicule for as long as possible, especially seeing how much of a disaster it had been already. Even Disney had to face the music at some point, and on the 3rd of December, they finally posted the official trailer to YouTube, and the world would quickly let the studio know exactly what they thought of it. Now, at the time of making this video, the trailer currently has around 660,000 more dislikes than likes, and that number is still massively climbing. But remarkably, one of the only redeeming things about this entire fiasco is that Disney actually left the comments on the trailer, and it's almost more entertaining than anything Disney's put out recently. Some wonderful gems included. At this point, the monetization of the video is going to earn Disney more revenue than the movie itself. And they finally did it. They made a movie nobody is going to pirate. Those who haven't seen the trailer may wonder if it's really as bad as the comments are making out to be. And we can say with certainty that it may be even worse. The trailer makes Snow White feel like an unholy amalgamation of all the worst aspects of modern Disney. The bad CGI, the oversaturated colours, the preachy woke actors, the character assassinations to tell a more modern story because apparently old fairy tales can't teach valuable lessons anymore. And all of this has been rolled into one massive controversial mess. It seems like the trailer's trying to tell two stories, the original Disney tale and its modernised counterpart. As a result, it all just feels very disconnected. Disney's designed the film to look like the original movie and included moments from it, but there's no room for any of it in their modern retelling. And it leaves you wondering how they plan to fit the old hag tricking Snow White into eating the apple and Snow White bravely confronting the queen in the same story. The one doesn't work with the other. Unless, of course, they're hoping nostalgia will draw crowds and plan to swap them once they're in their seats. It just seems like nothing about any of this makes any sense. And this is all made worse by the fact that they use horrendous CGI. It feels like Disney took a scalpel to the original movie, but rather than carefully carving it into something new, it hacked away at this with reckless abandon. Every bit of animation feels oversaturated, artificial, and just lifeless. While the creatures move around and pull expressions similar to their 2D counterparts, there's just no life to them. None of the magic that Walt Disney originally thought of. They're essentially just glorified plushies. And the dwarves are even worse. Knowing the whole scandal about the dwarves to begin with Peter Dinklage even pressuring Disney not to use dwarf actors, it was originally supposed to be 7 diverse magical dwarves. But now seeing the huge backlash to that, their faces are an unfortunate combination of animation and hyper-realism, and the result's terrible. It's hard to believe that a studio like Disney with all its resources could have such terrible CGI. This is the same studio responsible for producing Narnia, and yet somehow even Narnia, an almost 20-year-old film with a smaller budget and less advanced technology, has better CGI. It's a real wonder how Disney went from designing a realistic lion with natural facial expressions to an over-cartoonized turtle. Knowing the amount of hate the film's already got just from the actresses alone, Disney also seems to have really abandoned the production value here. And it's not just the animals and dwarves that feel artificial. The sets look very obviously green-screened, and something about the costumes feels off. They seem almost cheap and plastic, like toys designed for children rather than set pieces for a multi-million dollar movie. The people are the only things that don't feel like they were pulled out of a cartoon. And as a result, they just look out of place. The only person who doesn't seem to look out of place in the trailer was the old hag. Now, I know it's meant to be a kids' movie, and children may not be worried about the smaller details as much, but kids still deserve good content, and so do adults. And Disney has become so reliant on CGI in the last few years that their projects just seem so lazy. You don't even have to go that far back to see how much the over-reliance on CGI has changed the complete quality of the studio as a whole. And you know it's just this corporate soulless board at the top of the company, looking to cost cut and make as much much profit from this stuff as possible. I mean, you just look at the difference between Lily James's dress in Cinderella and Zegler's in the new trailer. There's absolutely no contest. And the fact that there's barely a 10-year difference between the two films is devastating. Not even the acting can save this abomination of a film, and in some cases, is actually contributing to its failure. While Rachel Zegler is currently one of the most disliked Disney actresses, due to her terrible interviews last year, her role isn't actually unearned. She can deliver the lines well, and there's no denying that she can sing. However, Gal Gadot's performance as the Evil Queen leaves much to be desired. The thing about Disney villains is that they're meant to be dramatic, larger than life, and very fun to watch. No matter how evil they might be, you just can't help but enjoy every moment they're on screen. It's because you just know that the actors behind them were probably having the best time. They also have undeniable talent and presence. Even when hidden behind the facade of a cartoon lion, Jeremy Irons commands the room. Be Prepared is one of the most well-loved songs from The Lion King, because he and Jim Cummings put their all into the performance, which is a huge contrast to Gal Gadot, who really doesn't seem to care about this movie anymore, all while secretly hating her co-star and having no real presence for the character of the Evil Queen. This character is meant to be regal, cold, and calculating, someone so obsessed with her own beauty that she's willing to command the death of her own stepdaughter. Someone who loses that beauty because her obsession drives her to sacrifice it just so that she can rob someone else of theirs. But there doesn't seem to be any of that obsession in Gadot's version of the Evil Queen. While we could chalk this up to the fact that they've changed some aspects of the story, it's mostly because of Gal Gadot's delivery. She seems more stiff and just irritated that her stepdaughter has opinions, and her obsession with her beauty has become more surface level vanity. Just based on the trailer, we can tell that Gal Gadot's Evil Queen orders Snow White's death, and it will probably have very little intimidation behind it. In less than 2.5 minutes, Disney seems to have destroyed their most prized creation, the original film that started it all for Disney, and it seems like nobody on the set even cares about the film, with most of the actors seemingly hating the original characters.
You said you were bringing a modern edge to it on stage. What do you mean by that?
I just mean that it's no longer 1937, and we absolutely wrote a Snow White that
she's not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be, and the leader that her late father told her that she could be if she was fearless, fair, brave, and true. And so it's just a really incredible story for, I think, young people everywhere to see themselves in.
And the production crew constantly changing what's actually going to happen in the movie. Since being cast, Rachel Zegler has been one of the studio's biggest problems. She's been at the center of numerous controversies and gone out of her way to make enemies with people with much more power than her, and even her own co-star. But unfortunately for Disney, her latest scandal wasn't a spat with a more popular celebrity or even the characters like she did previously. This time, she decided she would take on more than half of her country. Now, whether you're left or right wing, it doesn't really matter here. It's all about virtue signaling Hollywood, which is why when Trump won the election recently, Zegler was not happy, but not for any normal reasons. Showing that she needed to prove to the world that she was on the right side of history, she took to her Instagram and wrote a strongly worded story about how disappointed and heartbroken she was over the country's decision, calling Trump a threat to democracy and finishing off her post with a wish that Trump and his supporters would never know peace. No matter which side of the political aisle you're on, this is a pretty strong statement for a mainstream actor. Not really the sort of thing you want from a woman playing a Disney princess, as more than half the country were understandably angered by Zegler's words and started calling for her to be fired, which isn't the first time that people have called for this. After this, people suspected that Disney sent her a very stern email, as Zegler quickly returned to Instagram to deliver a half-hearted apology. She explained that she let her emotions get the best of her and was committed to contributing positively towards a better tomorrow. The apology is very carefully worded, as if Disney had told her exactly what to say. However, no one else was buying it. Zegler had shown her true colors once again, and after many forced apologies, nobody was buying it anymore. But it wasn't just hurting Snow White's chances of success. It was also poking holes in Disney's paper-thin arguments over its integrity, as there's been far too many scandals to count with Disney in recent years. And we've actually made several videos in the past discussing just this alone. And Disney, seeing the backlash they've got to all their virtue signaling stuff, are now trying to reel it in. But it seems like they're losing control of all of this, which is why many suspect that Disney is once again bracing itself for a rough start to 2025. This comes after many years of disaster, as money has just been going down the drain for the company recently. Now, of course, Disney is notorious for having big budgets for its films. It dedicates thousands of hours and millions of dollars to projects that people love. However, it seems like as the cost of projects has gone up, the quality has also taken a nosedive, as we can quite clearly see with Snow White. According to Forbes, production costs have jumped up to $269.4 million, and that was just because of reshoots after the backlash over Disney's replacements for the dwarves and other elements of the movie. This time, the studio can only blame itself. While Disney was forced to admit they'd overspent their budget, refused to admit defeat. A $55.5 million reimbursement from the UK government gave the studio a bit of leeway, but the cost of the film was still insane. And the crazy thing is that these aren't even the final numbers. And yet by looking at the trailers and the reception to it online, it seems like this movie is going to be yet another giant train wreck for the studio. For almost 2 years now, Disney has spent so much money on reshoots, post-production and marketing just for this movie. So it's safe to assume that by the time Snow White makes it onto the big screen, its total cost will be well over $300 million. Because of the drama surrounding the upcoming movie, most doubt it will even break even, much less profit. To put into perspective, The Little Mermaid suffered a $5 million loss, and this was despite having a lead actress that was at least likable. Meanwhile, Zegler appears to be one of the main reasons people are sworn off watching Snow White, not to mention the huge list of all the other things. With this in context, it's easy to understand why they avoided releasing the official trailer and poster for so long. Arguably, the best thing Disney can do now is accidentally lose all the footage from the project and use it as a tax write-off.